Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is Winnie the Pooh. Now, Pooh Bear is back, and besides his never-ending quest for some yummy honey, he and his friends are also looking for a new tail for Eeyore, and they end up on a really big adventure.
We will have a contest to find a new tail for Eeyore.
Yes, well, the thing to do is issue a reward.
Where's on tight?
I beg your pardon?
You sneezed.
No, I didn't. The word is issue, not at you.
Now, I have to tell you, I remember as a kid loving the Winnie the Pooh books and all the wonderful adventures of him, Igor Tigger, and the super cute Piglet. So much so I was convinced Pooh was my buddy, my pal, my partner in crime. My crime was looking to sneak some cookies while he was looking to sneak some honey. A perfect team, I tell you. And then along came this movie with all the lovable characters brought to life on the big screen in old school animation, which for me was completely devastating. This may sound strangely insane, but it's Pooh's voice. I just cannot accept that Pooh has the voice of a creepy old man. No offense to the guy that voiced the part, but not at all what I expected. I prefer the imaginary friends I made up by reading the books, but if you didn't read the books or aren't a little crazy like me, it probably won't bother you much at all. And now onto a movie the whole world has been waiting for 10 years. It's Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. The time has come. The moment has arrived. It's time for Harry to finally face his fate head on and either win or lose in an epic battle of good against evil.
Harry Potter, you have fought valiantly. But you have allowed your friends to die for you rather than face me yourself. On this night, join me and confront your fate.
Come on, Tom. Let's finish this the way we started.
Together!
Now, as you know, I've been a bit challenged over the years in figuring out what exactly is happening in these movies since I haven't read the book. But now I can say I get it, mostly, makes sense, kinda, and the ending is clear, I think. So I still can't call myself a Harry Potter expert, but there are two things I know for sure. First, you can't trust bald guys, except for my dad and Jason Statham, of course. And second, the movie is pretty darn spectacular. If there ever was a movie to see in 3D, this is it. This is pretty much nonstop action, and for slower folks, they do some explaining. And even though it's probably obvious given the cataclysmic nature of the story, this one is dark, so if you want to be part of the ending of a decade-long epic journey, you won't likely be disappointed. So to Movie Night Traffic Light, Harry Potter is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.